Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kian. Today, we'll discuss the article by Cotter et al. Titled, Metabolism of Ketone Bodies in Health and Disease. This article published online February 8, 2013. My guests today are Associate Editor Christine Durosier, Senior Author Peter Crawford, and Leading Expert Heinrich Techtmeier. Let's get started.
I'm very pleased today that we can discuss this review article. So we have invited Peter to write this review because we think that the work of his group has really rejuvenated the field. So my first question will go to Peter, and I will try to sort of summarize what has been your contribution to the field. And if I may, I may sort of start the discussion by pointing to you what I sort of felt was really something innovating in terms of thinking. It was your work linking the microbiome, ketone body metabolism, and cardiac hypertrophy. So Peter, could you tell us more about this work?
So the work that was published in 2009 was an exciting introduction for me into integrated intermediary metabolism and ketone body metabolism. In that study, we were interested in understanding the relationship between the microbiome or the host microbial relationship and integrated metabolism and energy homeostasis in the host. We were viewing, as I think is very appropriate, the microbiome or the gastrointestinal microbiota as an organ in and of itself, one that is capable of orchestrating a series of metabolic processes that are integrated with those of the host, in turn generating a suite of co-metabolites that would in turn influence energy homeostasis in the host. In the process of assessing the response of animals that are reared in a complete sterile environment, and that is to say that they are germ-free mice, I was interested in particular in understanding how germ-free mice responded to nutrient deprivation for prolonged periods. What we observed was that animals that are reared germ-free exhibited a blunted response with regard to the ketogenic response that is normally mounted in the liver. But what we then wanted to do was determine whether or not this blunted response of ketogenesis in the fasting period could be linked to changes in myocardial metabolism and physiology. And we found that the hearts of germ-free mice in this case were smaller when, and this was observed when normalized to total body weight or tibial length or other parameters that would be relevant to normalize heart weight. This was an intriguing phenotype that was not associated with any overt hemodynamic deficiencies or excesses. So cardiac output, whether measured in vivo echocardiographically or ex vivo using isolated working hearts, was preserved. However, there were shifts in glucose metabolism as observed using quantifiable methods using radioactive tracers in the isolated working heart apparatus that we were able to correlate with changes in ketone body metabolism that were evident at an organismal level with nutrient deprivation. And one interesting extended observation that we made was that when germ-free mice were then placed on a diet that is ketogenic in nature, one that provides ketone bodies and really normalizes the difference between colonized animals and germ-free animals with regard to the delivery of ketone bodies to the heart, because in that context, in that nutritional context, the germ-free animals were able to sustain a normal ketogenic response. Then the differences in size that we observed of the heart were abrogated, and the metabolic differences with regard to glucose utilization were also abrogated. So it was an interesting relationship that was constructed among gut microbes, hepatic metabolism, and myocardial metabolism and size.
Oh, thank you for these explanations. And I would like in this context to ask Henrik how he feels about that he strengthened the novelty of these findings. Could you comment?
I'm very pleased to comment on Peter's beautiful summary. Peter deserves a lot of credit for investigating intermediary metabolism in a very broad sense, and that is the interaction of the microbiome with systemic metabolism and then with reference to the heart. This is a line of reasoning I don't think anyone has followed through so consequently before. And it is an eye-opener in a way. An eye-opener put a focus on ketone body metabolism in the orchestra of cardiac metabolism. It has taught us the enormous plasticity of the heart and the metabolic phenotype of the heart, the functional and structural phenotype of the heart. And the mechanisms for this plasticity are very intriguing because they are linking metabolism, gene expression, and post-translational modification of proteins that allow the heart to do its work under different metabolic circumstances, in different metabolic environments that include the predominance of ketone body oxidation, together with other substrates, and show a remarkable reversibility. I think all this together points to a continuum of cardiac metabolism, energy transfer, contractile function, and structure of the heart. And the exciting aspect of this is that it includes the microbiome at one end of the spectrum, and it includes the contractile proteins of the heart at the other end of the spectrum, as shown by the shrinkage of the heart in the gnotobiotic experiments that Peter has performed so elegantly. So a lot to be learned, an eye-opener, and focus on ketone body metabolism in the whole orchestra of cardiac metabolism.
You've been listening to part one of our podcast on metabolism of ketone bodies in health and disease. To listen to part two, please visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org or download part two on iTunes. Thank you.